looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Now, this new pesticide that the government will introduce is the strongest mouse poison in the world. It's said to be able to kill mice in just 24 hours instead of the normal 2 to 3 days. Now, but how much of a danger is this pesticide to native animals and family pets? If this poison is just lying on the floor, around the shed, even amongst the crops, and an animal eats it, birds, native wildlife, well, could they be, if they eat a dead mouse, could they be poisoned? What's going to happen here? Andrew Fennell is the founder of Pestrol. Now, they advertised with us on 2GB Pestrol. And Andrew, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Yeah, good to have a chat with you this afternoon, Jim. Not a great situation that we face ourselves in at all.
No, it's not. Now, you've been in the pest control business for a long, long time. Just how dangerous will this, the world's strongest poison for mice, what sort of impact could that have on, as far as secondary poisoning, if, for example, the family dog or other native wildlife eat a dead mouse?
Yeah, look, it's a good question, and it's something that comes across our table all the time. People buying our products, obviously trying to get away from chemicals. However, it's that secondary concern, and even primary, even, you know, dogs can eat these things straight away. And, you know, the research is out there that can show that, yes, you can lose your family pet and there can be problems to wildlife. And it's while the decision is very serious, you have to weigh up the pros and cons, and obviously the right decision will be made. But, yeah, there is an effect on wild animals.
So currently this pesticide is outlawed due to its strength. How long do you think something like this will take to be approved?
Look, the APVMA is pretty good. We've dealt with them with a few other products ourselves. They are fast-tracking it. But as you said, $50 million, probably not enough. Should this have been done earlier? Yes, it should have been. So even if they get it across the line very fast, has the damage already been done?
Well, we're talking about rebates. We're talking about the poison. Will $50 million, considering the scale of this crisis, be enough?
Yeah, look, I don't think so. I think we underestimate, you know, the severity of what's happening right around the country, and just the phone calls that we're getting is just made us horrific. And no, I don't think it will be.
Gee. And what about the crops? Can a pesticide have an impact on crops?
Well, that's the funny thing is, you know, with this bait, I mean, mice are becoming smarter. You know, the frost used to kill them off. They now are getting into underground tunnels. They know how to preserve their energy through the cooler months. And as the previous caller said, come springtime, it could be just as bad again.
Gee, it's, yeah, as much as the $50 million support package sounds good on paper, there's still a lot of questions to be answered as far as too little too late, but also the effect on other animals. And that goes from the family dog to other native wildlife. Andrew, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
No problem at all. Thanks, Jim.
Good on you. That's Andrew Fennell, the founder of Pestrol, who are big advertisers here on 2GB. But at least it was good to have an expert opinion on exactly the dangers involved.